Today is Friday, October 30th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Happy early Halloween to everyone. Let me tell you about Halloween. I really don't like Halloween. I know that's like a gay holiday and I'm supposed to love it. And I don't know. I just like back in the day when I felt more attractive, I did that typical gay thing where, you know, the guys who will put on the wings and go to the Halloween parties, the costume parties, and like wings and a Speedo or something. I wasn't quite that bad, but I would take Halloween as a chance to wear something provocative or, you know, sexy, let's say. And when I had, you know, when I was younger and I had that sort of body and I was in an age where I could pull that sort of thing off without people being like, oh, you're too old to be wearing that. I don't know. Also, I just, you know, I enjoyed it. You know, I enjoyed dressing up. And we would, in Dallas, there were all these clubs all on this one road. And I'm sure there's a name for it that I'm forgetting now. I feel like there was a name or there is a name in Dallas. Most of the cities who have like a gay area, a gay district, there's a name. And I can't remember what it was. What was it called? Because literally we would say, oh, are you going to go down to blah? And we would say the name of the area and not the specific club. We'd be like, oh, yeah, we're going to blah. And I can't remember the name of it. I know in Chicago it's Boys Town. And I, for the life of me, I know Joe and Dallas or someone else will, maybe even Gary, because Gary used to live in Dallas, will correct me. And I cannot think of it. Anyway, we used to do that, and that was fun. I enjoyed that. But the other thing I don't really enjoy is, and I like scary movies, and I like scary TV shows, so I guess in that instance, if I was going to sit around and watch scary TV shows or, you know, whatever, I enjoy that. Mark and I watched The Haunting of Bly Manor or something, whatever that was called, the other day, so that was fun. But the other main thing that I don't enjoy about Halloween, I don't like children in general, and I don't like neighbors in general, because I am so introverted, and the older I get more and more introverted, and I just don't enjoy trying to communicate with people who I don't know. And I get very anxious when there are people at the door, because again, like I've said before, home is my safe space. I shouldn't have to deal with people. I really hate it whenever there are salesmen, solicitors at the door, and I answer the door unknowingly, and then I just feel so stressed out, and I get so mad, and Mark always laughs at me. But on Halloween, I'm always very anxious about when the doorbell is going to be rung, because then I have to say hi to the parents or whatever. And it's just not a good experience for me. I have to say, oh, your costume is so cute. I don't know. It should not be a stressful experience, but I don't really enjoy it. All of that being said, Mark and I bought candy. And I was thinking, you know, I would like to be known as the neighbors who give good candy at Halloween. I don't know why, because I've just told you guys that I don't really enjoy children or the act of opening the door and giving candy to people. But I thought, you know, we're at an age now where we can afford regular size candy bars for the kids. Instead of getting these little mini candy bars, I bet they'd really enjoy it if they came to our house and we had a selection of regular size candy bars. And so the other day we went to the store and we got a selection. We got Snickers and we got, I don't even remember, Mr. Goodbar, Twix, Kit Kat. I'm sure I'm missing one, but those are the ones that I remember off the top of my head. And that's what we're going to give out tomorrow. And I'm not even sure that we're going to give it out. I think we may. I keep going back and forth about this because I know we could wear a mask or, you know, stay 6 feet away and it should be fine. I'm sure there's even, the CDC probably has guidelines on their website. But I was thinking we would just set a table out on the front porch and then put the candy bars there. The thing is, though, you can't always trust that children are going to be just grab like one. They may grab, if you just leave them all out there, they may grab a whole bunch and then a couple of kids come by and then your entire candy stash is gone. So I don't know. I feel like, especially with the larger ones, they may be like, oh my God, that's a really big, nice size candy bar. I'm going to get the whole thing, or I'm going to get all of them and I'm going to resell them to my friends. I don't know. I'm probably way overthinking this. So now I'm not sure whether we're going to just open the door and wear a mask or if we're going to put them out on a table. But we did, like I said the other day, we did carve pumpkins and we have lights in them and everything and they look really nice and they're on either side of the door. We actually bought a couple of plant stands at Lowe's the same night that we found the squirrel at Lowe's. I'm not sure if I mentioned that on here because I know I mentioned it on But First. And I can't remember if I mentioned it on Geeky Gay, but that we went to Lowe's the other night to get some stuff. And all of these bird seeds were raining down from this very high shelf. And we were thinking, where are these bird seeds coming from? And we looked up and there was a squirrel up on the top shelf. And this is, Lowe's is like a warehouse store. So, really tall ceilings. Bless me. Really tall ceilings, metal walls, basically. A warehouse. I'm sure a lot of you have been to Home Depot or Lowe's. And they have, I would say, probably extra stock on those top shelves. Because I'm not thinking they're expecting you to get anything down from there. So normally they would put extra items that when they run out, they'll grab them and then pull them down. And it was an entire pallet of bags of bird seed. And this squirrel had found it and had chewed a hole in the side of one of the bags and was eating furiously. So while we were there, we bought a couple of plant stands. So we put the pumpkins on the plant stands and put them on either side of the door. And of course, I've got them connected to a automated plug, so they come on and go off on a schedule. So we have that, and we can set a table by that and put candy on it. They're having a block party, but there is no way. We got a little flyer saying, come join us in our Halloween block party. There's going to be food and candy and I don't know what else. But no, I have seen how many Trump... First of all, I've seen how many Trump signs there are in our neighborhood. And I don't want to hang out with those people who are Trump supporters. If it's my family, that's one thing. Like, I have to hang out with them. And I love them. I love my family. But the whole political thing, you're just going to have some family members that you don't agree with. However, if it's just a stranger that lives, you know, 10 houses down from me, there's no reason I should have to put myself in a situation where I'm going to have to make small talk with this person. Plus COVID, I keep saying that, but why are we going to be having a block party during COVID? I know it's outside, but I don't want to be sharing food with people who could be infected or... I just don't think that's a good idea. Also, because they're having the block party, I don't even know if the children are going to be going around in our neighborhood picking up candy. So we may have all this candy, all these full-size candy bars, and nobody come to our house. So we'll see how that goes. other than that, I got a response from Daniel on a couple of things that I said on the show. He said, I have thoughts about your 500th episode. I never said I hated your intro and outro. Just pointed out that they were the same as Adam and Maddie's show. I think, Daniel, you have at the very least rolled your eyes or made a face and alluded to the fact that you did not necessarily enjoy them or were tired of them. Number two, he says, since when have you started using the word bounce in relation to podcasts? I didn't know that I had said bounce, so, but I know where I got it. Auntie Vera says bounce, or used to say bounce all the time. I have to bounce this show and blah, 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 do something else. So I probably got it from Auntie Vera. And number three, congratulations. Thank you, Daniel. Fatty last night when we were recording Butt First was saying that even though I've done so many shows of Geeky Gay, and I've actually done close to 1,000 episodes if you add all of my podcasts together, he wanted to make sure I knew that he's done 3,000 and something. And then I said, well, I bet I've done more hours than you because my shows are very long. Not Geeky Gay, but all of my other shows. And he said, no, there's no way that your total is longer than mine. I don't know. If you add live streaming in there, I'm not sure. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Have a good weekend and happy Halloween. And I'll talk to you guys on Monday.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.